Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Go check that out. Sully wakes you up right out of bed, right? Wakes you up, right?
Yes.
You're laying in bed and Sully drops a bomb on you. Atta baby. He puts that new pod out there before the roosters do their thing.
I post it from my pillow. I wake up and I'm laying in bed still, and I post it out. No, I'm just messing. I schedule it, but yeah.
Thank you, Stoney. Wow. The point is, no, you can't lick the podcast, but you can listen to it and enjoy it. And it's free. So check it out. And if you missed last week's episode with a lot of Anthony Davis stuff, trade deadline stuff, we have Bobby Marks on. So check those out. Lots to do. And we'll start out with the news of the day. Pistons have made a couple of trades. And for me, let me give you the big picture before we go to the individual trades. I just get a feeling that they're not done. I get a feeling that when you make these two trades, there's got to be something else. They've traded their two most prominent wing players. Reggie Bullock was a starter, and on many nights, their second best offensive player. They traded him. They traded Stanley Johnson, who's their best perimeter defender and a guy who's played a ton of minutes. No issue with moves. I've said to you for months, you can't afford to bring Reggie Bullock back. Got to move him. Stanley, I don't want here. Got to move him. But there's a couple of things. A, this is a team that I have said to you they have no measure. They have no way of getting better because of their salary cap situation. And they don't. Like next year, they don't have ways of getting better. So when you make moves like this, which are the opposite of going luxury tax and are the opposite of going all in, there's only one pathway left, which would be, you guessed it, rebuilding. Now, look, I don't care what Gora said. I talked to somebody today who said that this management team did a successful job of talking Tom Gorris off the ledge. That Arne Tellem played a role in it. And that, look, we all want to win. We understand the directive. We understand what you need. But you don't want to do what you think you want to do. So in that sense, I'm very pleased that they talked Gorris off the ledge. Now, who knows? 30 minutes later, this guy could pick up the phone and go, you're all fired if you don't do this deal. I mean, that wouldn't be the first time or the last time that happens in professional sports. The deals on surface, I'm fine with. But it makes me believe there's got to be something more. Now, Reggie Bullock getting dealt, and some people are all bummed out about the return. Look, A, the Lakers wanted him. I don't know how many other teams wanted him. You pick up a young project player in Svi Mihailuk. You know, again, if you watch college hoops, you saw him at Kansas for about 10 years. Kid can shoot it, had a nice summer league. They sign him to a three-year deal. He barely makes any money. You bring him into the fold. You get a second-round pick, which won't amount to much. But, guys, factually, the Pistons don't have any of their own second-round picks through 2023. So, not terrible. Whatever. It also makes you worse, which is a good thing because I don't want them making the playoffs. I want lottery balls. The best prospect since, in my opinion, Unibrow is in this draft. So let's take a spin at it. The second deal, Stanley Johnson out. Bucks need a perimeter defender, need a guy who can guard twos and threes and certain fours. They get what they want. A disgruntled player leaves. Look, Thon Maker's always one of these guys that, like, I'm guilty of that. I can't give up on this player. I have players that I like and players that I think have ability, and I make excuses for them. And Thon Maker's one of them. His rookie year, I really thought the Bucks got a steal at 10 in the draft. He had 74 three-pointers. He's active. He's kind of a spazoid as a 7-1. you know, stretch five, but he just hasn't delivered. He hasn't. He hasn't gotten better. In fact, I mean, his shooting percentage is cratered. I think he shoots 31% from deep as a rookie. He shot 36%. You know, for a career, it puts you at 33. It's not exactly thrilling. But he had gotten to a point where he had fallen out of the rotation with Milwaukee. So disgruntled guy, needs minutes, needs a home. You get him for next year. After that, he's restricted, which means you could qualify him at $10 million. I'll tell you what it makes me believe. It's simple. He's Drummond insurance. I think it puts Andre Drummond squarely at the center of the trade market to me. You're not going to have three centers on this roster. I've talked about it for a while, that if you were going to build around Blake, you got to get Andre out of here. You need a floor spacer. You need someone who can make it easier for Blake to operate. Get a big out of the lane. Here's the other thing, too. Thon Maker, I've seen at times, including the Celtics playoff series they had against the Bucks. At times, Thon Maker's a difference maker defensively. Now, you got to run a more aggressive defense. You got to switch everything and let Thon run around like a spazoid and trap people and go crazy. But he's a rim protector. He can block shots. And if you're a guy who can block shots and you can get in some passing lanes and you can knock down a three ball and space the floor, you got some value. And I think on this team in particular, it's his best shot to be a reclamation project and save his career. But let me ask you this question. 248-539-9797. Are you like me that you believe these two trades are an indicator that there's more? Remember, you're dealing players that aren't coming back anyways, which is fine. But it's making you worse in the short term, which is also fine. But you have no way of getting better. So don't you have to keep going? Keep going with this rebuild. You're going to be having a youth movement down the stretch. You know, the Kyrie Thomases, the Luke Kennards, Bruce Browns. Those are the guys going to have to play. You traded your two best wings. But to me, it sets up, wait a second. They got Andre, they got Zaza, they got Maker. Yeah, sure, you could dump Zaza and, you know, maybe get a lollipop for it. But I was thinking the other way. The Marc Gasol trade fell apart with Charlotte. Jeez, Kemba and Andre pick and rolls. Maybe Jordan had a cocktail or two. Maybe he could take advantage of MJ. Wouldn't be the first time in Pistons history. Hello, Rip Hamilton. Memphis is trying to trade Gasol still, right? Deal fell apart for them. You've explored Conley. They didn't like Drummond a few weeks ago. Maybe they'd like him more now. It made me really wonder, is there more? I know if I'm running this team, there is more. Because once you commit to shipping out two players that were going to be prime minute earners in a playoff drive, you've committed to rebuild. You have. So my intuition is that, hey, something's got to be up here. It's you know what these two moves are? And again, I have nothing negative to say about them. I've always shot you straight, guys. If your teams make good moves, I'll say it. I think they're both good moves. But in the bigger picture, those two moves require more moves for them to make complete sense. Stagnating and just sitting here and going into next season the same doesn't add up. Maybe I'm fantasizing with the Drummond thing. But the Gasol thing fell through. You've heard Andre Drummond's name mentioned with the Hornets before. You all of a sudden out of left field acquire a center who's a better fit next to Blake than Andre, a stretch player. I just wonder. It just makes you go, 248-539-9797. I want to get Sully and David involved. We'll get your phone calls as well. I don't mind the deals. I don't mind the returns. You know, I try to look at it when teams make multiple moves. I look at the collective. I look at everything they got back. Am I happy with that? Sure. I think they got more for Stanley than I imagined, less for Bullock. But in the end, it all makes sense. But what else does it mean? What else is happening? If nothing else happens, it doesn't quite make as much sense as I think it does. 248-539-9797. We'll start there on a Wednesday, 97.1.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.